The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
How closely can you listen to silence? Even if there's noise somewhere, you may be able to listen to the silence from the other direction, where the noise doesn't arise. And just feeling your breathing, both familiar and completely new. How fully can the sensations of your breath saturate this channel of data? Thinking is deployed for so many reasons. It's a kind of safety behavior, ritualistically checking on the landscape of threat and opportunity. Thinking is a way of coping, an attempt to grapple with the intensity, imperfection, this moment. Thinking is our way of holding on to what do we like? Thinking is our way of simulating futures such that we can navigate them or we're less startled. Thinking does so much for us. And now we say we don't need you. But the habit grooves run deep. Yet sometimes the moment feels okay enough, safe enough. Life feels managed enough. That, we can be undefended in relation to this moment. That we can place all of our hope into this breath. In one sense, our breathing is a narrow object of concentration, secluded from the rest of life. But in another sense, we are feeling the impact of the rest of our life, the tug of the thinking world. The body aches, the feelings coursing through our system, our love and longing and loss, and all of it is honored right there in our breathing. The way all of that impacts our breathing, and the way our breathing impacts all of that. And so we breathe not cut off from the rest of life, but honoring it, blessing it, feeling it, and staying very, very simple. No matter what we find in the present moment, something in our heart always rejoices in being here. Because when awareness is here, what is here is not the only thing that is here.